God has a dream for me. If I will let it be, God has a dream for me. If I only listen, listen, when God has a dream for me, it lets me be. If I open my heart, when old dreams fade and die, and my heart cries why, oh why, God finds a new dream for me. If I open my heart, my mind, my hand, when life is dark and as I go my own way, God has a plan for me, a special design for me. God has a plan for me. If I only listen, listen, God shows His plan to me. Asks me if I'll agree, make His dream reality, being all I can be. When old dreams fade and die, and my heart cries why, oh why, God finds a new dream for me. If I open my heart, my mind, my hand, when life is dark and gray, and off the pathway I stray, God stays beside me each day as I go my own way. God stays beside me each day.
Yes, indeed, God does have a dream for you and a dream for me. The CD was performed by a Canadian duo, Off the Hook. Kevin and Cheryl did me the honor of making this recording of a song I wrote a few years ago. If you would like the copy of God Has a Dream for Me, just go to the website www.innergarden.com. Welcome to Inner Garden Online Chapel. This is Reverend Barbara Leonard, and I'd like to say that this is the day that God has given us. Let us rejoice and be glad that we are in it. Practicing Christianity and spiritualism allows us to embrace and serve an interdenominational congregation. Our mission is to help each and every one of you honor God in your own way by being everything that you can be. We want everyone to know that all spiritual roads lead to the one God. The name of the one God may differ, but a rose by any other name is still a rose, so God by any name is still the same God, a God of love, a source of life, through whom we can celebrate our uniqueness and our oneness with all of creation.
Thank you for joining us again on Inner Garden Online Chapel. Last week we had Derek White Sky called on with us, and that was a bit of a surprise for him because it was a repeat show, and he was quite surprised to find out that he went back on the air again. We actually did have a show planned for you. I had to do a celebration of life ceremony, go through it for a dear friend of ours, and for whatever reason we could not get the communication down to the studio. So, being that all things are in divine order, there must have been a reason for that, and we're going to later on play the little bit that I had taped for you to hear. In the meantime, I'd like to talk a little bit about some new things that are happening for us at Inner Garden Online Chapel and what we're going to do starting the 15th of April for those people in the Lower Mainland here of British Columbia. We're going to have a spiritual breakfast at 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. And we're going to meet in a banquet room at an ABC Country restaurant and have some terrific motivational speakers that will address us, and we'll be able to have an uplifting topic to give us food for the soul and then go away for the rest of the week and really enjoy taking that happy time to everybody else. Now, I am going to play this, and it's kind of a little dedication to a friend of mine, and I think the reason that it's been held is we may have listeners out there that are going through grieving periods of losses, whether it be a loss of a friend, a loss of a loved one, significant other, or loss of financial losses, or just lost their spiritual way. And after we get finished with this talk, I'm going to do a little bit of talk on how to deal with those things when they come up in our life. So if you can stay with me, and we're going to start this tape, and then I'll be back, and we will take phone calls, even though...
Thank you for joining us on Inner Garden Online Chapel. This is Reverend Barbara Leonard, and we have a pre-recorded message for you today because I'm at a celebration of life for my friend Alec Kabul. I've known Alec for 56 years, and a little later in the program, I'm going to talk a little bit about learning to sit.
Well, we had a bit of technical difficulty, so I'm going to start this tape over. We will take calls after this program, if this portion of the program is over, even though it says not on the tape. Okay, so just stay with me, and I will tune in afterwards and say hi again.
Thank you for joining us on Inner Garden Online Chapel. This is Reverend Barbara Leonard, and we have a pre-recorded message for you today because I'm at a celebration of life for my friend Alec Kabul. I've known Alec for 56 years, and a little later in the program...
Well, maybe it's a plug.
...what I'm going to say.
Because everything's gone off on here.
I'd like you to join me in a prayer that most of us know, and that's the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You know, it's times like this when we lose really dear friends or close.
Okay, thank you. We are having a bit of difficulty. It seems like stuff in British Columbia here on our electrical side, it's daylight saving time. Maybe it just can't take all these changes that are going on. So we'll try one more time, and if not, then Don will put some music on, okay? So we're going back to try this tape one more time, and do call us when it's over.
Thank you for joining us on Inner Garden Online Chapel. This is Reverend Barbara Leonard, and we have a pre-recorded message for you today because I'm at a celebration of life for my friend Alec Kabul. I've known Alec for 56 years, and a little later in the program, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I'm going to say at the celebration of life. I'd like you to join me in a prayer that most of us know, and that's the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You know, it's times like this when we lose really dear friends or close relatives that we really start to appreciate the relationship that we have with one another. And we really start looking back at all the things that have gone on, and sometimes a little bit of sadness that they were separated from the physical body. But in the belief system that we have, of course, we realize that they are alive in spirit and that there is a bridge called love, that bridge allows us to be just a thought away from those people that we love. And when we call upon them in the name of love, God allows them to come and impress their energies to our life once more, and we can feel them close beside us. We will not take phone calls today, as you know, because we're pre-recorded, but if you have any questions, just go to www.innergarden.com, and there's a place there where you can just send us a straight email, or chapel@innergarden.com, and BBS Radio, of course, loves to hear from you as well, and if you can't remember anything else, send it to BBS Radio, any questions or anything that you'd like to comment about. And, of course, if you like the show or have any comments about it, we would like to hear about it. So please send that in as well. So it's really a different show today. So I hope you will stay with me, because there's a lot of us that go through grieving processes. And if we know, as I am going to read, what I am going to talk to Alex Stanley about tomorrow and his friends, maybe you can relate that within your own life to someone that you've lost, and you will realize that they are still in spirit and with the spiritualist thinking that this is exactly how we deal with departing from the physical world, and also how we deal with setting aside the physical contact and knowing that we still have a life there and that we will join them one day. So this is Ode to Alec Bull. If we could think of our friend Alec's spirit like a small sparrow who one day left the safety of God's inner garden to venture through an open window of our chapel of life, and as his spirit flew into new, unexplored areas of the world, it brought with it a joyful and an awesome experience to everyone he would meet. Every life Alec touched in his spiritual journey on this physical realm had a unique, special experience with him, whether it be through his family relationships, his teaching, or that of a good friend. Each experience in the chapel of life created a special and important part of the whole plan that God had in mind for Alec's spirit when he was sent to the physical plane. It is my belief that the circumstances of where spirit has chosen to travel, his natal nest, the special people who guide his life, were picked to fill the needs of this young sparrow. So Alec's parents were so blessed with a sensitive and caring son, gave him exactly the experiences that he needed for the growth to make him the man that he became. Later, he was to meet and marry Ursula, who came from a larger family, brought him wonderful happiness with her experience of life with her and with the seven children that they brought into this world. They are most proud of the children and their grandchildren, and along with each of them, they have become independent, founded their own pathway of love and compassion for each other and for everyone that they meet. Everyone that watched Alec dedicate his life to using his wonderful gift of music to express the talent, all got benefit of listening to him play and the pleasure of listening to the beautiful Hawaiian steel guitar that was his favorite instrument. Many of us had a wonderful experience in joining many musical evenings at Alec and Ursula's home. Some of us got the opportunity to be mentored by Alec, and as he taught, he encouraged us to express our love of music through the association with him. But most of all, we were blessed to call him friend, and that friendship expresses in many ways, more than I could ever mention here, the support that he has given to us in our dreams. Even when many others had dropped away, Alec would encourage us to go forward. The times that he listened to our tales of woe encouraged us to go to brighter days ahead. The sharing of the joyful times like Christmases in each other's homes, celebrating of birthdays, being the best man at the reaffirmation of our wedding vows on our 25th anniversary. And he was still there helping us celebrate and rejoice together on our 50th wedding anniversary, so we felt totally blessed. We were also blessed to celebrate with Alec and Ursula on their very special days. However, it's the ordinary days of the drop-in lunches that hold some of the greatest memories as we shared our dreams and our goals for over 56 years. We also witnessed the great love Alec had for his wife of almost 62 years, his love and dedication for his children and his grandchildren. Family for Alec is the number one priority. As much as he loved his music, he was talented enough, too, to chase the dream of being famous in his own right should he have chosen that. Alec was satisfied, however, at being happy to stay home and be a family man, so he would not miss any of those precious moments with his wife and children that never come again once the children are grown and explore lives of their own. Alex, as long as I have known him, has suffered enormous pain from arthritis, which solely stole his ability to use his physical body in the way that he may have liked to do. But no matter what the physical challenges were, he would always smile and greet you with a cheerful attitude. Even a few weeks ago, as we sat at the table enjoying lunch with some of the children and some of our children, this was a memory to remember, for if you did not know how ill he really was, you would have never guessed from his attitude and his vibrant personality that anything was wrong. We all know that in the later days, Alec had a battle with cancer that would have taken most strong men down many years ago. But Alec's attitude and great love for his wife seemed to stimulate him to be like the Energizer Bunny and kept going and going. I recall him saying to Ozzy and me about a year ago, "This lady here," he said, referring to his wife, "has kept me alive 15 years longer than I may have if she had not been by my side." It is love like this that bridges the way between the physical world and our spiritual world. It is love that will let him stay just a thought away from those he loves and those who love him. We will feel his presence and we will know he is still in spirit. Yes, the spirit of the sparrow who flew into our life chapel was called to return to God's inner garden from which he came. God sent him a host of angels to accompany him back safely into the arms of God and into perfect spiritual health. Just as today we are saddened that Alec had to return to the spiritual realm, there were those in the spiritual realm who were also saddened when Alec's spirit came to our life chapel. Today, all of those loved ones who have returned to spirit before him are also rejoicing, saying, "Alec is coming home. He's going to tell of his wonderful journey on the earth plane." Let us remember Alec is only a thought away in another part of God's inner garden, and that we all now know another angel by name. What is the measure of a man? If he is measured by his loving and caring nature, then Alec is the tallest man we know and takes first place blue ribbon for being all he could be. Till we meet again, dear friend, farewell.
Well, that was a dedication that I had to my dear friend of 56 years. And we are going to take some phone calls today, and I'm going to give you the phone numbers if you'd like to call in. USA is 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 1-888-810 8322. The direct international line is 530-876-3222. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about grieving and losing, and a lot of times it isn't just when we lose our dear friends or our loved ones going to spirit, but sometimes there is a grief when we lose our financial position, or we may lose a spiritual hold on life. And many of you out there have gone through that. Now, this particular talk was supposed to be sent down last week when I was going to be at the Celebration of Life for Alec, but I real thoroughly believe that everything happens in divine order. And there very may well be out there someone who really needs to call in today and talk a little bit about the grieving process that they're going through, or maybe they just like a little insight on assurance that their loved one is safe and healthy in spirit and still around them as far as the energy goes. And what I said in there is really true, that we have to look at when we lose someone back to the spiritual world, and it's not really losing them. We always say, oh, well, they passed away, or we lost our dear loved one. And in actual fact, what we are is just allowing that spirit to go into another room in God's magnificent mansion. And if you think about that as being just in another room, so whether it be your father, your mother, your daughter, your son, your dear husband, wife, your dear friend, you can always remember that they will continue on in a spiritual world because they were there before they came here, and they will continue to be there later along the line. A lot of people say to me, well, Barbara, how can you absolutely be sure of that? Well, working as a medium for so many years, I am absolutely sure by the positive proof that I have had, not only in my own life of people who have passed away, but being able to give information to other people that I have never even met before, but they've come into my counseling room or they've come into the church. And we will connect with an energy that is a personality of a spirit that has had a physical experience with them on this earthly plane. And the information will be so definite and so identifying to that one person. It can't be taken by anybody else as being true for them. It would be definitely your mother, your sister, or your aunt, or whoever it is that's coming through, that says something in such a specific way that there is no doubt in your mind. And really, that's what mediumship is supposed to be about, is to give you that assurance. Now, even to the point that you go and have a reading done, and whether you call the person a psychic medium, you call them a medium, you call them a psychic, you call them an intuitive, doesn't really matter what name you put on it. All of this information is really being allowed to come through you from God via messengers, if you want to put it that way. And sometimes what will come through straight from God, right straight through the medium who is channeling that information through. So it's really interesting to realize that there is a life that continues on once we leave this physical body. Now, just talking about having a good attitude, with the attitude that Alec had, even though he was tremendously ill for a lot of years, you would have never known it if you hadn't seen the physical results of his body. For lots of times, even when he was in his early 80s, because he was 86 when he passed away, or just about 86, even in his 80s, he would get up out of bed, as much pain as he was in, and get his two canes, and boy, you could hardly keep up with him when he was on his way into the restaurant after we would get out of the car. Alec continued to keep this very positive attitude, knowing full well that his body wasn't going to continue to keep this wonderful energy called spirit forever, but he was going to do everything that he could. When he got up out of bed every morning, He got off with the attitude not of what he didn't have, but what he did have. I have life this morning. Thank you, God, for this life. Thank you, God, that I can spend another day with my wife. I can spend another day with my family. I can have another lunch with my friends. And each day he blessed God for what he had. And this is what we really need to do when we're losing someone in the sense of the physical, and that we are acknowledging that they are still with us in the spiritual world. Now, how is that proof brought to you? Sometimes it will just be so subtle that you will just feel the feeling of the person around you. And you will know that feeling, because I tell my students, here's how you know that it's the person that you know it is. If you were to have a dream, and I always use this as an example, and they get a laugh out of it, and you dreamed your brother was a girl running around the beach in a bikini bathing suit, and you would get up in the morning and you'd say, oh, you never guess of a silly dream I had last night. I dreamed my brother was a girl and he was running around the beach in a bikini bathing suit. And isn't that a silly dream to have? And if you ever stop to ask yourself, how did you know that it was your brother that appeared to be a woman dressed in a bikini bathing suit running across the beach? How we know is that there is a vibration that is contained, which is called the spirit. That spirit is a combination of everything they were before they came here, all the experiences that that person has had in the physical realm, and they take all of that energy, that thought energy, back with them, and they are a unique spirit, a unique fingerprint of energy, if you want to say that. Their aura, removed from the physical body, contains everything that it ever was before it came here and while it was here. And so we're familiar with that feeling when we maybe sit one night and you're sitting not really thinking about anything, and all of a sudden a thought will come into your mind about your brother. He may be down in Australia, you may be living in Canada. And all of a sudden the phone rings, and you pick up the phone and you say, oh my goodness, John, I was just thinking about you. The reason that you're thinking about him is because thoughts are an energy. And that everything that he is, when he sends a thought forward, comes forward with that thought, touches into your aura, into your energy field, which is your mind, and connects with your brain and gives you all the memories from the brain cells of your brother. And he comes, as they say, across your mind. And so therefore, you're able to communicate before he even phones you, before that phone is even picked up, and before that phone rings, that you think about your brother, the phone rings, and he is calling you. Now, same thing happens with a medium or with anybody else when they're connecting with an energy from spirit world, because it's no different. When they leave the physical body, they still have this energy, this memory of who they are. And it's all contained in a spark that is so tiny that it can actually go between the spaces, in between a vibrating piece of matter that contains everything that that person is. So if you contain every bit of energy between the spaces of the atom that would hold my ring together, when I leave this physical world, that ring could be held and connect with me in the spiritual world. By just holding on to that, a medium can make that connection with me. Medium can make the connection with me while I'm in the physical world if I put that ring on a tray. Somebody can hold it in their hand and they can feel that energy and they can tell what there has happened in my life and what has gone on, and able to give that information to the person that has placed the ring on the tray. So it's no different in the physical world than it is in the spiritual world. We just have to start and think about the person and link with them. If you want to bring connection with souls that you love, you sit quietly and hold on maybe to a piece of jewelry or even to a thought. Just think about it. And you will draw them in close to you, and you will be able to connect once more through a spiritual way. Now, here is kind of an example of what happens in mediumship. Many years ago, we were sitting in a church, and a medium came to my husband, who, by the way, doesn't get very many messages and really isn't one of these people that goes to church to get a message. He basically could not really care if he gets a message or not. He thinks the message comes within the sermon, and it gives him a list for the week, and it gives him a positive thing. But like anybody else, he got a phone call from his mother. He would say, hello, isn't this great to hear from my mother? Well, the medium said, Ozzy, I'd like to come to you. I have a gentleman here. And this gentleman is talking to another gentleman that he does not know. And he's saying to him, tell the medium, tell Gloria, that I am sending my son a message, and I'm telling him to tell you to tell him. So my husband quite understood what that was, but the medium was a bit confused. Because she said, why would somebody talk in spirit to somebody they don't know and that you don't know to tell them, to tell the medium, to tell you that it's your father? And Ozzy said, well, I'll tell you, that is the most evidence that you could give me, and that is my father. Because that would not fit just anybody in the room. And it wouldn't make any sense. You would go away wondering, why would my father give a message to someone else? Well, when my husband's father was on the physical realm, he had got quite upset with my husband over a situation and thought that my husband had not been truthful to him about something. So from that time on, if there was anybody else in the room, he would say, tell Osborne this, this, this. And then Ozzy would answer, and he wouldn't speak directly to Ozzy. He would tell somebody else, well, tell Osborne this, this, and this, and this. So unless there was a situation that he had to address him directly, he would always direct his conversation through someone else. Now, in the process, the medium also said, your father is saying the next time he comes, he will talk to you. It wasn't that his father still wouldn't talk to him now, because in spirit, we get a healing there. We are automatically healed when we leave the physical body and we go into spirit. So if it's physical, mental, or spiritual, the spiritual body heals and can see how it can correct things to make it better. So when it comes time for his father to speak to him again, he said, I will speak directly to him. But I wanted to make the point that this is an identification that could not fit everybody else in the room. So it's so specific. Sometimes they'll give you a name, and sometimes not. But generally they will give you something so specific that it does not match anyone else when you're giving the message to them. So this is really important to understand, that life does continue on and that we can stay in communication with those we love. Yes, I'm going to definitely miss my friend Alec as far as the physical contact, to be able to go out to his home. And when we walk in, he won't be sitting in that chair and jumping up and running towards us with his two canes and giving us a big hug and saying, oh, I'm so glad that you came to see us. Come on, sit down, have a cup of tea, tell us what's going on. No, he won't be there for the next time that I write a beautiful song to phone me up after he has received it as a gift and say, that has been fantastic, Barbara. But he will be in spirit to guide me and to help me. And if I quietly sit and I think about Alec, he will move in and he will let me know that he is supporting me throughout my ministry, supporting me every time that I play my steel guitar. He will move in closer, and I will feel his presence as I did at 16 years old when I first sat across from him and he taught me how to play. I will feel the joy that I had in those many, many evenings that we spent, and musical evenings of jamming and just having a good time with other musicians that he brought into his home, and that we exchanged good feelings and give each other encouragement to go forward with our dreams. Yes, I will miss his physical presence. But Alex, I will say this. I have been blessed to know you and call you friend. And I know you in spirit are sitting here today communicating with me. I am going to sign off today by putting on the song that I wrote that is played at the beginning of the program. Now, the music is called God Has a Dream for Me. It's performed by Cheryl Catherine Smith, and it's produced by her ranger husband, Kevin Swain. You may go to www.innergarden.com, and you may pick up this particular copy and by contacting us there, and we will make sure that you get a copy. We also have our books online there. There are new things that are happening with Inner Garden. We are opening up morning break stops for those people that live in the lower mainland, and they can drop in on Sunday morning starting the 15th of April and join us for a spiritual continental breakfast and get our spiritual food for the week from some very inspirational speakers that are going to be there. You also may join us by emailing us at chapelinnergarden.com or put your comments to BBS Radio and thank them for allowing these programs to be on the air. And we would ask you now just to listen to the music after we say the prayer. And we will just do a little healing prayer before we go. And then we will come back and put the music on. So Heavenly Father, God, Creator of the universe, please allow your healing energy to draw close to those that are in need of healing in body, mind, or spirit. Comfort those people who need comforting at this time. If they have lost a dear loved one from the physical realm, let them know that that person is still alive and well and will always be around them. We know that attitude influences everything in our life, so we ask that we maintain a positive and open attitude to this healing power of your love so that we may heal and that we may heal others. Send healing to the leaders of our nations that they may help to influence the decisions that will be best for the planet. To our educators and our ministers, bring much needed ethical, spiritual thinking back to our youth so that they may be the leaders of tomorrow that will help us heal this earth. As we close, remember to be tolerant of others and their beliefs. May we start our own lives by being glorious to you, O God. Thank you for joining us. We'd like you to go to the temple, chapel, church, synagogue of your choice, and then join us next week on Inner Garden Online Chapel with Reverend Barbara Leonard, saying God bless you and angels go with you. Stay and listen to the music as we finish this program.
God has a dream for me. If I would let him see, God has a dream for me. dream for me. It lets me be all I can be. God has a dream for me. If I open my heart, when no dreams fade and die, and my heart starts to worry, I find a new dream for me. If I open my heart, my mind, then life is dark and gray. That's where I stay. God stays beside me each day as I go my own way. God has a plan for me, a special design for me. God has a plan for me. If I only listen, God shows his plan to me. Ask me if I'm a dream, make his dream reality. Meaning all I can be. When dreams fade and die,
well, thank you. Join us again next week, and do call in next week, and we will try to get some information out to you, and join us at BBS Radio for all the other programs. And I'd like to thank all the people that have helped us with these programs over the last few months. And I'll just put the music on once more, and we will see you next week.